It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The Obama administration announced a new Consumer Privacy Bill of Rights this morning, along with a Do Not Track policy for web advertising. Google, Microsoft, and Yahoo are among companies signing on to that agreement. It would put a Do Not Track button on your browser by later this year. That would turn off customized ads based on what you do online. The data could still be used for market research, new product development, or by law enforcement. We're following this story at MarketplaceTech.org. If you own a phone, watch TV, or listen to the radio, there's a term you should understand: spectrum. All those signals get to you through frequencies of the broadcast spectrum. Wireless companies like Verizon or T-Mobile want to get all the spectrum they can to build more networks, get more customers, make more money. T-Mobile is now asking the Federal Communications Commission to block a purchase by Verizon of a bunch of spectrum owned by cable TV companies, including Comcast. T-Mobile says if the deal goes through, they won't be able to compete. Susan Crawford is with Harvard University.
What they're saying is that the benefits of this transaction are way outweighed by the harms to the public, because from their perspective, what Verizon's trying to do with this spectrum deal is just make it impossible for any maverick new entrant to show up. Verizon said as recently as a month ago that it had plenty of spectrum. In fact, it's sitting on spectrum it's not using. And T-Mobile is saying, don't let this go through.
But wasn't T-Mobile involved in another big deal that also didn't go through, where they were seeking to join forces with AT&T and become another huge wireless carrier that would also further reduce the number of choices for people looking for a carrier?
T-Mobile felt forced to do a deal with AT&T last year because it wasn't getting access to enough spectrum. Now, T-Mobile is saying, we're not getting access to enough spectrum. Basically, a lot of spectrum has been taken off the table over the last couple of years, spectrum that T-Mobile feels it needed in order to compete effectively. This is its last-ditch battle to make sure that there's something left for it to buy.
Crawford says Verizon and the cable companies are marking out territory.
Implicitly, they're saying, Comcast, you cover wired connections, and Verizon, you cover wireless.
That's Susan Crawford from Harvard University. As I mentioned, the FCC is asking for public comment on this issue. We have a link to where you can do that at MarketplaceTech.org. While there, sign up for our daily memo, everything you need to know about what's going on in the world of technology, written by us and delivered to your inbox fresh daily. Look, I have put together a lot of IKEA furniture over the years, and it never goes well. There's frustration, there's pain, there's little wooden pegs left over. It rips my family apart. Well, IKEA is now releasing web video how-tos aimed at making assembling this stuff look easy and fun. I watched the one for the Malm bed. The video had no words, just music. And as I watched it, I thought about what lyrics I would add. Go ahead and cue the music. Putting this together will be hard. We'll give you an Allen wrench, but you'll wish you had some power tools. It's gonna take about 4.5 hours, and it'll still look kind of weird. You'll wish that you could curse in Swedish. We're really, really sorry. Kick it! This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.